And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the report coming from my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato, with A-Team Fishing Adventures. All right, so we've had a lot of Dr. Bill talking about the forecast and Francine. What's the fishing forecast looking like, Bobby?
Well, I can tell you right now, we've been needing rain so bad, I went out and did a rain dance. I'm pretty daggum good at it because, man, when it decided to rain, it rained, didn't it?
Yeah.
Good gracious. But, yeah, man, it's before the system came through, got a couple trips in. And, you know, with a little bit of rains that we've had, some cloud cover and a little bit of kind of cooler weather, it's amazing how much the water temperature's already started to drop and headed towards that fall transition water temperature levels that we look for. And then with this thing coming through, you're going to really see a drop in those water temperatures. So we're going to start heading that way towards that fall deal. You know, and then this weekend, I'm a little bit, you know, closer in, you know, in time. We got this beautiful tide this weekend. This is that tide that starts falling right at daylight. And so you get the daybreak bite plus the start of a falling tide. Those are two really important ingredients for a really good fishing trip. So it'll be a good weekend to be able to get out there. This rain that we're getting is not going to have any kind of effect except on the local rivers. It won't have any effect on the bay or the Sound or any of those, or even further up the bay. We're not going to get enough upstate runoff to affect any of that. So the places you were fishing ought to still be good right behind this system. I'd start looking for maybe some more of that shallow water stuff to last longer into the day with the water temperature being cooler, cooling off like it is, and start looking for maybe some early transitional signs, shrimp on the move with birds diving on them, things like that. That's going to get more prevalent as we get more into the true fall transition. But it's going to start happening sometime in the real near future unless we get like a whole bunch of hot weather coming up.
Yeah, but what's happening here too, I mean, we talk about we're focused on the fish. That's what we want to catch. But this is about the bait, right? You mentioned shrimp and their movements.
Yep. It's all about the bait. And I know we've probably said it several times over the years, as many years as we've been doing this, talking about the Mobile Bay system and the whole system. And it's all about the shrimp, and it's where the shrimp are moving. That's going to affect where the trout and to a little bit lesser extent, redfish, that's where they're going to be. And when those shrimp start moving, that's when you start seeing those things we're just talking about. Lots of trout slicks and certainly bird schools that really can turn a good fishing trip into a great fishing trip real quick.
Do you find like this time of year too that there's some fish are doing more than one thing, right? I mean, we're talking about the up the bay and doing that fish and that transition. Does that mean all the fish, can you still catch fish at like the gas rigs in the bay?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And probably, you know, specific to the bay, you can catch those on end of October. So we talk a lot about some moving fish following bait, but they're still going to be resident fish at that type, those types of deep structure. And a lot of times I know I'm guilty of doing it because I like doing more of like the marsh fishing, drift fishing, that sort of thing. But, you know, I tend to give up on that a lot sooner than I really probably should. And so if you like doing that kind of structure fishing, not just the rigs, but the reefs, any of the deeper water structure, wrecks and so forth, that's going to hold up on into probably October until the water temperature really starts to drop down well under that 75 degree range.
And you got me fired up for all kind of fishing out there, and you know, true fall fishing not far off. So if somebody wants to get a trip booked now or looking forward to the fall, how do they do that?
Ateamfishing.com is our website, and she's been booking trips the last couple of days. I guess the Hannah Cool got everybody fired up, but I know we still got some October left, and I think, you know, even November is when it really, really sure enough starts to get good. So yeah, just get us at ateamfishing.com. You can email us or call us. The phone number's there on the website too.
Great stuff, Captain Bobby. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.